to the fifth episode of The Black Door. My name is Harlene Walker, but you may call me Harley for short.
And my name is Clint Johnson.
Today, we'll be discussing alternate reality games.
Sometimes our world can be seen as a bore. To make it more interesting, we create music, poetry, books, movies, and in some cases, we use fiction to seemingly alter reality itself, or at least our perception of reality. This is where the alternate reality game comes in, or ARG for short. Wikipedia defines ARGs as an interactive networked narrative that uses the real world as a platform and employs transmedia storytelling to deliver a story that may be altered by players' ideas and/or actions. ARGs can be used for multiple things, maybe part of a marketing campaign for a product or a movie, but many serve as a form of entertainment. ARGs began with the Steven Spielberg movie AI, Artificial Intelligence. In the movie credits, a person listed as a sentient machine therapist named Janine Salo's name. When those curious enough Googled Janine Salo, they were led down the path of a murder mystery and, according to Mental Floss, that included messages hidden in movie trailers, bizarre websites, strange phone numbers, and angry emails from fictional people. The ARG became known as the Beast. This revolutionary marketing technique established what we know to be the ARG. What makes ARGs so enticing is that they blend the lines between reality and fiction. By using various modes of media, including real life, players are able to participate in a level of immersion never really seen with other game types.
There are several other notable ARGs, many of which revolve around social media sites such as Twitter and YouTube. Examples include the YouTube channels Local58 and Marble Hornets, and the Twitter account The Sun Is Gone. Local58 is a fictional television news channel created by author and web cartoonist Chris Straub, who is known for his popular creepypasta, Candle Cove. The series is based on a news channel that is constantly being hijacked with strange and ominous videos, often depicting the moon as a villain in some sense. The channel about page describes Local58 as short, unsettling films in the found footage / VHS aesthetic. The series includes 8 episodes, including titles such as Skywatching, Show for Children, and Contingency. Each of these episodes has a strange, surreal feeling to them, leaving you with more questions than you began with. A popular ARG on Twitter is the account named The Sun Is Gone. This tells the story of an alternate universe where the sun vanished and the world was plunged into darkness. Between the main account and other character accounts, the game reveals that the water is contaminated by a mysterious substance that attacks the host from the inside out and turns them into mindless zombies. In addition, mysterious lights are spreading and killing anyone they see. The channel Marble Hornets began in 2009 as a series of entries by one of the main characters, Jay, as he tried to find out what happened on the set of the unfinished titular movie, and why his friend Alex has gone missing. Throughout the 3 seasons, the channel dedicates itself to showcasing the mental decline of the 3 main characters, Jay, Alex, and Tim, as they fight against the influence of the operator, who is revealed to be Slenderman. Players of this particular game help solve the puzzles and codes left behind in tapes and on the sister channel of the secondary antagonist to the Ark. Jay would reach out on Twitter for help decoding the messages before updating the channel with a new entry. Many people view this series as an influential reboot of ARGs on YouTube, and this long-running series still holds a lot of favor in the community for its originality at the time. However, we will dive deeper into this particular tale's cultural significance in our next episode on the phenomenon of creepypastas, as the story has had long-lasting effects on the community. One of the most influential physical ARGs was the promotional Why So Serious campaign for The Dark Knight. This campaign encompassed both the internet site whysoserious.com and physical locations around major cities in the US. So fans could earn additional content and the right to see the first images of the Joker. At this point, no one knew that Heath Ledger was going to play the Joker. At one point, fans were instructed to pretend to be clown henchmen, and others had to travel and find specific landmarks to complete scavenger hunts that led up to the final movie. After Heath Ledger's death, the site changed the narrative to bring Harvey Dent more into the light, and requests of players reflected this fact. Regardless of the tragedy's influence, this event remains one of the largest promotional ARGs in history.
Just as some have condemned video games for sharing violent content, there are those who debate the ethics of ARGs. However, despite skeptics saying otherwise, there is nothing to suggest that ARGs pose a threat to the community at large. Most are quite open about their existence being fictional and require the participants to simply pretend. It is only when someone believes wholeheartedly that these games are real that something can happen. So for now, simply relax and play along. You're sure to see something interesting.
Once again, this is Harlene Walker.
And Clint Johnson, signing off.
Come back next week for another dive into the darkness online.